doing is, we did last time, the question of Kol HaZomim Makdimim La'osa Misa. We're in Beis Hamikdash Alef Makos. Are you here for this? You are?
No.
I think so, right? So we didn't do Thursday.
Yes.
So, okay, yeah. So, so basically, the dinner, what did it mean that you give the Zomim that Misa? I didn't say you give them that Misa. Of course you give them that Misa. The Misa they try to do. What's Makdimim? Remember the Lashon of Makdimim? What does that mean?
So
there was a Rashi, if you remember, there were certain Shatam Rashi, which were hard to understand. Like one of them just meant that they don't have any choice, but this is what they got. They don't get to run to another Misa, but this is what they have to get. They wake up early in the morning, and this is the Mitzah that they got, right? Or another one was, you don't do Inoy Adin. You can't do Makdim, you do right away. You can't let it go overnight. But Tos Kasha on both of those, like, what's the Chiddush? Of course, that's the way things always were. Why would I think Inzom can get a different Misa? Or why would I think that you could give them overnight? Right? So therefore, Tosis learned differently. Tosis learned a little bit of whole back and forth, but he basically said, Makdimin means that even though they deserve the very same Misa which they were planning for the accused, if you cannot do that Mises Besdin, then you do one of the other Mises Besdin, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a general rule, right? That's a general rule, that's the case, except where by Rotsayach, even though if you can't do Sayef, even if you can't do any Dal Mises Besdin, you kill him some other way, right? But by Etin Zomim, you don't say that. Rather, you might deem it into that Misa, but if you can't do that Misa, then you do a different Misa, right?
Misa's Basin,
right. So we said, and that's what Mike Demon is telling you. It doesn't want to say that they get that Misa, period. They're Mike Demon to that Misa. But if they can't do that Misa, then you give them a different Misa, right? Yeah.
But again, generally, when it comes to Misa's Basin, aside from what's there, if you can't get that one, you don't get it. Until they can do it.
Yeah, you do. If you can't do that Mises Besdin, then you do a different Mises Besdin.
And then Rotsayach is...
Rotsayach is even not a Mises Besdin, even if your sniper can get him or whatever, right? Right. So we said that normally, how do you learn the Chovah in general? Right? In general, how do you learn the Chovah of Misa? Let's say you do Mechal Shabbos, you Chayav Skila. Is it Pshat that you're Chayav Skila?
Right.
Period. So you have skills. You have skills. So if you can't do skill, then what do you do? You kill some other method. You can do another method. That's not what you're chayv. You're chayv skill. Or do you say no? You really chayv misses bezdin. You really chayv misses bezdin. Now, okay. Now, how is bezdin going to kill you? So the halacha is bezdin has different methods at their disposal, and it's a mitzvah for them to differentiate between the chomer isur to give the worst isurim skill or whatever. But it's not like intrinsically his chova is really his chayv misa. They're just nimsar to Beis Din that the way they give the misa is by a certain system. Oh, but if you can't do skila,
right?
Then he's really chayv misa. He's not chayv skila. He's chayv misa Beis Din. So therefore, but my demon to a skila, right? But if you can't do skila, so then you'll kill him through some other method. Maybe you'll do some other Mises Besdin. Because that's what he's chayv. He's chayv Mises Besdin. Right? Oh, but by Rotsayah, it's true, he's chayv Mises Besdin. And therefore, if you can't kill him, do Mises Besdin. But let's say you can't do Mises Besdin. You just let him go free. To everyone else, you do. Because that's it, he's chayv Mises Besdin. But Rotsayah is a serious custom that you don't let Rotsayah run free. And even if you can't kill through Mrs. Bezdin, then for society, you just have to take him out, right, one way or another. Right? Most you must become one. But that's a special chiddush, but I would say. But again, when it comes to Edom to Enzom or anything else for that matter, so really the chova is, it says Magdimen, it means it's a chova Mrs. Bezdin. It's just that there's a precedence that the Bezdin should do it by the one that specified method. But intrinsically, he's chayav any Mises Besdin, and that's why it says Makdim. Okay, that was Tosfos. Right? Okay. So, given that we explained Tosfos, we thought maybe it would be nice if we go back to try to explain Rashi. All right, maybe go back and explain Rashi. Okay, so so what's the Rashi? So again, the Tosa quotes Rashi in the beginning. Again, what does it say? Let's start in the beginning of Tosa. So it says, because it's not really Rashi's here that much. It's a little bit here, but it's more exubus. So it says, Pirish Kundrish, She'en lam neis v'amlata. They don't have any escape from that Misa. Right, the Girsa. Yeah, okay. Right, so they don't have any escape. Right, so he says, "Bekasha, the Ma'ika Mashalom Shita." Of course, they can't escape. Why would I think they could escape and get a different misa? Right, what they just decide they could say, "Nah, I don't want that misa. I'd rather that misa." Well, why would you think that?
Right.
But Ksuba's Pirish, and Ksuba's it explains. She wrote to Lomar Shemakdimim Shaliyanu Adin. That it means Makdimim means you don't leave them overnight, but you have to kill them on that day. Tosus Kol Hazomim. You have to kill them on that day. You can't leave it overnight. Right. He says, "V'gam zeh kasha." The Ma'ika Mashalom Pshita, same thing. It's pasha, right? Okay. So the question is, could we explain? Could we answer up? Right? And that's I think Rashi Baya said it. Rashi Baya said, in the Rashi Hasam Koi, see that Rashi? In the middle of the Rashi, he says, "Kediktani kol hazel ma'kdim l'osu misa kolomar." What does it mean? "Ein lam letzapos misa acheres." They shouldn't wait for a different misa. El mashkim and also misa shnivar abad dinah shalidon. But they wake up early, so to speak, for that misa. They shouldn't wait for any other misa, right? But again, the kasha was, of course, that's pasha. That's how Tosfos reject it. But the question is, could we defend Rashi? What's the havamina? Why do you have to tell me that he's makdim and pros misa? He wakes up early, but that misa means he shouldn't have any hopes. You get up in the morning, no, that's what you're getting. You shouldn't have any dreams or hopes, aspirations about getting a saif, getting your head chopped off. Rather, you should know that you're going to get thrown off the cliff. Off the cliff. Right? Okay. Yeah, so Gersh is saying, I don't know, I have a different answer, but Gersh is suggesting, let's assess. He's saying that they still have no neis v'amlata, there's no escape to another misa. It means if the Bezdin doesn't have the method, the ability to do one of some other misa, right, the normal misa, then they can't escape to a different one. Rather, you just wait. Right? And then arguing on Tosas. Right? Tosas is saying, on the contrary, because the Makdimim means that's first. But if they can't do that one, they do the others. This would mean Makdimim would mean that this is the only option, which is a little bit harder in Lashon of Makdimim, because they have no Nesa Amlata, they can't escape to another misa. And also, it's funny, he's saying, they can't escape to another misa. Rather, if Bezin can't do it, then they just have to wait until the Bezin gets the tool. I mean, that's an escape. You know?
Escaping to another misa.
I don't know. What does it mean? Like, it sounds like it means that they can't somehow try to get a lighter one. I mean, that's what the plane shot sounds like. They can't try to get a lighter one. But those, I think it's hard to say that Tosa means what Tosa saying is that if Bezin doesn't have the tool, that's not they could wait to get a harder one. That's just the Bezin doesn't have the tools to do it. Sounds like somehow that he's addressing that you might think that they could somehow negotiate for a lighter one and say, no, they have no escape from this misa, rather is what they have to get. But then the Tosakasha is, why would I think different? That's a good point. I mean, just to justify it, so he was saying, as I was saying, is if it means that he's saying is that they can't, if Bezin can't kill them with, let's say, Saif, then that's it. No other choices. Why should that be different than all the other misas? Every other misa you have choices, but the Eved. So like he was saying, maybe because Kashazama means it has to be exactly what they were trying to do to them. So that's it. If they're trying to do Saif, then they've got Saif. They don't have a sword, well, whatever. There's no other option because that's Kashazama. Yeah, normally in other misas you do such a different one if you can't do it. But here you can't because it's not going to be Kashazama. So that's what's teaching you.
So doesn't
that, I mean, I was thinking along the lines of what you're saying, fine. But I think it's, you could simplify things, which is like this, is that given that we're Tosos, similar to Tosos, but different, is given that when the guy is Chayav Misa, he's really just Chayav Misa's Bezdin, right? And the fact that Bezdin kills him with a sword is just a Misa and Bezdin, that's how they kill him. But essentially, the Chayav is a Chayav Misa's Bezdin, right? Okay, so now think about it like this. Now, let's say Yidim Zomim testified about a guy that he killed. And he's Chayav Saif, right? So now you do Kasha Zomim, right? So you could argue like this, is that what chovas misas, what chiyav were they trying to create on Joe? The chiyav misas bezin, right? Now it's true, bezin would implement that with the sword because that's the way they kill murderers, right? But they themselves are murderers. They themselves are what, someone else. So now kasha zomam is that you give the chiyav which you were trying to give them should go to you. And what chiyav were you trying to give them? The misa. Oh. So then you get a chiyav misas bezin. Now, but not necessarily slave. Maybe now I can negotiate. If I'm a zomim, I can negotiate and say, look, I want to get the lightest one. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to hope that they're going to give me a different one. And why do I have to get the same exact one? All I try to do is to give them the shem misas bezin. So if I was satisfied with Michal Shabbos and he's going to get skila, but he was chayav misas bezin. So now I was trying to make him chayav misas bezin. So we're chayav misas bezin. But now maybe we should hope that we're going to get a lighter one. So that's what it's teaching you. No. You don't say that. They can't hope for anyone, but they get this misa. Because, this is where Akiva's point comes in, is that the din of kasha zamam is not only on the abstract chli of misa, abstract chli of which you're trying to create on them, but it even attaches to bottom line, what were they going to get? And bottom line is, they were going to get skila. Joe was going to get skila. Now, even if you're going to tell me, theoretically, we were just creating a chovas misas bezin on Joe. That's true. But what was Joe going to get? Point of fact, you know what's going to happen. You know that when you create the chovas misas bezin on Joe, then bezin has a mitzvah that the way they kill Mechalei Shabbos is by doing skila. So your plan was like two-pronged, if you will. It's to create a chiyav misa in the abstract. And that chiyav misa, you know, would have been implemented through getting him stoned. So ultimately, your plan was to get him stoned. You could call it that, give him an abstract chiyav misa, which would then be processed through getting him stoned. 1 second. So it's teaching you that the kasha zamam attaches itself to the practical result which would occur to him, and not to just the abstract chova. And that's what it's saying. They shouldn't dream or have hopes or anything that they're going to get a different misa, because it's the chov of kasha zomam doesn't grab hold of the abstract chova, but it grabs hold of the bottom line practical result which is going to occur to him. And then you don't have to say, so similar to what you were learning, you just don't have to say, it's talking about if Bezin doesn't have a sword. Even if Bezin did have a sword, you may have thought that the guy could always just negotiate for the lesser method. Lesser Mises Bezin. Kamash Malan, Makdim Losa Misa. Then no.
Wait, how can it help you do that if you have a sword?
Oh, well, let's take Clef to push him off of, because that's most normal, right? So you would have thought in the Havamina, you know, that if they testify that Joe was Michal Shabbos, right? That they're trying to create a chiyav of Mises Bezdin on Joe. So now what are they going to get? Mises Bezdin. Now how are they going to get killed? I don't care, however they want. They could request a sword if they want to. They could ask Lenik. Because the Chovas, the Din of Kasha Zamam, is just going to take whatever Chovas you're creating on them is going to create a new. And therefore, the chova is going to be suppressed. Now, the fact that that chova would have been implemented by Bezdin on Joe to be skila is irrelevant. That's because Joe's a Michal Shabbos. I'm not a Michal Shabbos. I'm an Edzomim. So that's what you would have thought. Not because they don't have a sword or they don't have a cliff. It's irrelevant. They don't have a cliff. Kamash Malan, the Kasha Zomam, isn't only grabbing hold of the abstract chova, but it's going to attach itself to the bottom line brass tacks. What was the plan? And the plan was you whopped up a goodie that you were going to basically get him to be stoned. You framed him for Michil Shabbos and not for killing, because you know that they do a worse thing. If the bottom line is, Bezin would do the worst thing. And that's what he's teaching you. That's Maskana. Maskana is, that's what I'm saying, it's Maskana according to Rashi. That kala zomim is magdimim, means that she'in lam nesel amlata, they have no way to escape. They can't get out of it. They can't try to get out of it that way. Right? Tosus doesn't buy it. Tosus is holding that's obvious. Tosus is obvious that kasha zomim is going to be exactly what day bottom line is planned. And therefore, Tosus has to learn the case is in a place where they didn't have a sword. Then it's teaching you Makdimim, and at first you go with the sword, but if you don't have a sword, you do some other method. But I'm saying, according to Rashi, there's a Havamina the kasha zamam just grabs hold of the abstract chova, so chova. Right? Or maybe Tosvos or Yonash, you're not sure. But according to Tosvos, he's learning that he's learning it's Pashat that Kashazam is going to be, you naturally give them that Misa. Right? That's Pashat. But at the same time, he's saying is if you can't do that Misa, then you do any other method. Right? And you just give them the Chi of Misa. Right? Which is, even though it might not actually be Kasha Zaman, exactly, right? But maybe you'll say, maybe this was Chaim's point before, is that it's like still the two sides of a coin thing, is that the, you tried to give them the Chi of Misa, which was going to be realized in Skila, in there, which was going to be realized in Skila optimally, but if they couldn't do Skila, then it would have been some other way. So that's what they had Mizomim got, Chi of Misa, which should be optimized through Skila. Unless you can't do skila, in which case it's going to be done some other way. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, Ratos is just saying is that there's no avim, you know, that they could just say, I don't want to get that. Because Kashazama, he was going to get that. So therefore, Kashazama is going to say what he's going to get. But he wasn't going to get that absolutely. He was just going to get that, assuming that was possible. But if it's not possible, then he was going to get a different one. And therefore, that's what the Zoma are going to get. And that's what it's teaching him, Makdimim, that it's not that they absolutely get skila. No ifs, ands, or buts, preferred. But they're preferred, just like what they were going to give him was the preferred skila. So too, they're going to get the preferred skila, right? But in Rashi's...
The preferred yeshar.
Right. Preferred, but if it's yeshar, then they do a different one, right?
And would Rashi say, if you don't have the punishment, you can say for sure you
wait? Well, Rashi's saying that in the Havamina, he's saying you'd think that they could actually... get a different one, but Kamash Malan that they get they get the same one, but maybe Rashi would also agree that the same thing, that if they don't have it, they do the other one. It's just Rashi doesn't have to go there. Rashi doesn't have to make up a case. Yeah, that's already a chid, exactly. So this case is funny. It's just Kol Hazom Mikdimos Misa. It's talking about if Bezin doesn't have the tools, and it's a far fetched case. So Rashi is saying this is a straight up chiddush. That's if they want to get a different Misa, they can't. And I would have thought, how Havmina? Tosa says that's ridiculous. They never have that Havmina. And therefore, he has to say, it's teaching you what happens if they don't have the tools.
Why do you think that's ridiculous?
I guess he just holds that Kasha Zamam is Kasha. I don't know exactly, but he just says it's partially. But Tosa Rashi is saying it's the Maskana. Tosa just says that's just clear. It's Kasha Zamam is Kasha Zamam. And since we plan to give him Skila, you can't say.
But somehow they learned. Tosa for some reason, they didn't.
They didn't buy that as a legitimate avni. Because I guess they say Kashazam, like in a certain justice sense, it makes sense. The idea of the deterrent of Kashazam is like, we're testifying that he gets skila and we're going to get Hanuk, like, you know?
Right.
So it's like, it's conceptually, you could eke out a Havmina that Rashi is doing, but like, just in terms of like the logic.
Well, it seems like it should have.
Yes, right, exactly, right, exactly. So Rashi's saying is like, based on the way it's formulated, you might have said that Kashazam is going to grab both. But Tosa is saying, why? Why would you really think that? Ultimately, we could work it out formulaically, but like, why would you think that?
Well, Rashi's Kiddush seems like a bigger Kiddush.
What?
Because Tosa seems like a forced Kiddush. Yeah. About something you weren't ever really
talking about. Yeah. Yeah, so there's different ways going. Yes. Okay, good. So that's that way of learning in Tosa Rashi. That's that Rashi. But now remember, if you remember, Rashi had a different pshat. Right? His other pshat was that Makdimim means that you can't leave the guy overnight, right? That's what it means, Makdima. Shelo yanu adem. That you can't leave him overnight, right? So the question does this, is again, why would I, of course, that's a universal principle, you know, you never leave a guy overnight. So why would I think that you should leave him overnight, right? That's what it means, Makdima, first thing, right? So I looked into it a little bit. I think there's a factual answer, and I didn't pursue it that much, but I'll show you what I found, is that there is... Is it true that you always kill a guy that day?
No.
No? Who did not?
Shabbos?
Oh, if it's Shabbos. Oh, no, we don't do anything right then on Shabbos.
Right,
no.
Right.
No, but is there any guy who's chayav misa, but you don't kill him right away? Who you delay? So there is. Zaken Mamre. Okay? Zaken Mamre. Zaken Mamre is a guy who rebels against the Bezdin. He's a posek. He's a great Talmud Chacham who paskins against, and he's in doubles down and says that Paskin is against the. Like I don't know if there's actually. That's different. This is like in a psak. Paskin's halachic psak. It's also it's like a mamre, but it's a person who the Torah is very strict about him. And it says you take him and you, if he goes through the whole process, at the end of the process, I'm reading in mamre and gimel chas. He says, you take him from his city and you bring him to Yerushalayim. You don't kill him in the bezin of his city, nor in the bezin gadol if it's out of Yerushalayim. Okay, but in the bezin, it has to be bedafka in the central bezin gadol Yerushalayim. And you hold him, you guard him there until the regel. And you do chenek on the regel. On the Shoshagalan, right? Should never be whole Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro.
One of the next three.
Yeah, the next one which comes, I guess. As it says, all of Yisrael has to see and hear. Mechal Shetzarach HaChraza. So he says, they all have to see. It means he needs like an announcement. So it means, how is all of Yisrael going to see and hear? You wait till Shoshagalan and you make an announcement at the Shoshagalan and everyone's there. Call Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. He's a guy who's undermining the old authority of Beis Din. And it has to be an example that this is what we do. A guy under his authority, Beis. You know, fine. Then the Ram says, "V'arba tzrichan hachraza," and there are four people who need hachraza, who need announcements when we kill them. Zakim Amrei, Edim Zomim, Mesis Ben Saramora. Mesis is a guy who tries to seduce somebody else to avodah zarah. Private, he goes and you know calls the ones private.
The last one was what?
Ben Saramora, the wayward son. Right. Shari Bekulam Nama Yishmu Yiro, because by all of them it says Yishmu Yiro. Right, so this din of by all of them says they should hear and see. So there's this din of hachraza by all of them, but in the Rambam it's not clear. Right, again I'll read you. It says v'sharan osa ad haregel the chunkim osa regel. Right, you talking about it's like a mamre. Right? You guard him and save him until the regel. Shnemer v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro mechal shetzar hachraza. So you see, you need an announcement. The arba tzricha hachraza and four people need announcing. One of them is in zom. Now I ask you. Does that mean four people you wait until the regal? Or four people you didn't need announcing?
Contextually, it sounds like you wait
until. Sounds like it, but he doesn't quite say that. As opposed to just announcing it when you kill him and make a big public announcement that so-and-so is getting killed because he did this in the crime. But Ron doesn't say four people you wait until the regal. He says four people you make announcements.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what the difference would be. Obviously, you're saying...
One is that it has to be on the regal in... In
Yerushalayim. Announcing it.
Announcing it. The other one is like, you have
the
best
of
23 in a city in spot.
Right, and you make a big announcement.
Yeah, you put a time.
You have to wait to make an announcement. No, you don't have to wait. You just make an announcement when you kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So the revolver is relevant
there? Right, I'm saying is he doesn't say then the other one. There's this thing, Arba Tzricha Achraza. And that's it's a Mishnah. It says, four people need Achraza.
Achraza is the waiting thing? Or was
no, announcing.
Oh, announcing. Oh.
Announcing. It's a brisa, right.
Right. But the question is, you follow right. Saying that the other thing is the
waiting
the regal.
Right. That's saying. There's two things. There's waiting until the regal, and then there's hachraza. Right? And it's saying is there's four people who need hachraza. But hachraza, plain shot, hachraza just means you announce it.
Yeah.
Right? Why? Because you're announcing it so that everybody will hear about it. Right? So they set an example that nobody at Rashi says. What's hachraza? Ploni meis bebezdin. Al sha'avar averazu. So Ploni died in Bezin because he did this Avera.
Uh-huh.
In order to subdue the other people. So there's four people who need Hachraza. Now by Zakim Mamre, not only does it say he needs Hachraza, it says you wait until the regal and kill him on the regal.
Only for the...
It only says it by Zakim Mamre. Right? And the Mishnah says, in fact, it's not so pasha. The Mishnah says you wait till the regal and kill him. Because it's Cholam Yishmer V'yiro. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ein ma'an mesdino shel zeh. You don't leave the guy overnight. That's torturing a guy. You don't do that. Elam amisin osom yad. You kill him right away. The kosim is shulchan shluchim b'chol makomos. And you send out letters to all the places. Ish ponim is chayv misa v'bezdin. So it's a machlokas by Mizak v'imam, right?
Wow.
How do you make it kol yisrael yishmu v'yiro? Do you actually wait until the ragel? Or do you say, no, you're not allowed to leave the guy overnight. You just send out letters to the whole town, right? So,
no,
to the whole everywhere. Send them everywhere. Go
maybe that's why you might see Greg Regal, because in essence, everybody has to hear or read.
Right. Yes, and that's the machlokas. Definitely by Zakim Amre, you have to announce it. But as a machlokas is, do you leave him until the ragel, or you say not allowed to do that because man, you know, then you're not allowed to afflict him and to delay him.
And is there a separate machlokas that if it is, you have to actually wait until ragel?
So my point though is to say again, by Zakim Mamre, the Mishnah story is Zakim Mamre, and this is Machlokas. Now we hold, the Gemara brings down this whole thing that we do it in same Machlokas. It brings down, explains it in the Gemara, right? Same Machlokas. And then it says, Tan Rabbanan, Arba Tzrich L'Chaza, four people need announcements. Meses, Ben Sor, Mor, Zakim Mamre, and Zalman, right? And it shows because the Pasuk, Zakim, right? But all of them, it says, Yishmu V'Yirah. So fine. But it never says by those four you wait till the regal, and even by Zakim Amrei, it's machlokas whether you wait till the regal. Now we hold, Rambam holds that you do wait till the regal by Zakim Amrei, and then he says that there are four people you announce, but he doesn't say there's four people who you wait till the regal. So I don't know; it's not open as far as I could tell. No one's discussing. Well, do you wait the other guys also to the regal? Or do you kill the other guys immediately and you just announce it, right? Send out letters if you want or whatever, right? So I'm saying maybe that's what, according to Rashi, that's what it means. Makdim and Edim Zelman, Makdim Lo Samisa. And Tosfos says, what in the world? Well, the Rashi is saying it means that you kill them right away. You don't wait till overnight. And Tosfos is saying is, why would I think you do wait till overnight? You never wait till overnight. But I'm saying it's not true. You do sometimes wait till overnight, but it's like a memory wait till overnight because like a memory needs Achraza. Well, this also needs Achraza. Mm-hmm. So maybe you think this also waits overnight. Kamashim Allah, and then no. This needs Achraza. Sure, you have to announce it. But it doesn't mean you wait overnight. That's not a din in Achraza. That's the question. It's like, is a din of waiting till the regel? That's just how you do Achraza. And if that's the case, it's going to be by Yitim Zalmim also. Or no, that's a separate din. Mm-hmm. That, I don't know why, but Achraza is Achraza. And Achraza can be accomplished in various ways. But the fact that you have to wait till the regel is a separate din of Zakim Amrei. Which again, I don't know why we're not in that sugya. You know, it's really a sugya about Achraza and Zakim Amrei and all that. What I'm just saying is, just the pshat of the kasha on Rashi is, why would you think that you have to wait? Would you wait till overnight? It seems like this is the direction. Again, you need svaras for it, and I'm not in the Achraza thing or whatever, you know. So I don't know. I'm just saying, like in terms of the pshat, I think it's a good way to work out what's going on. You know. But, you know, what's the, I guess there's a Havin Maskana, though, just in this, the outline of the Maskana is, what is this din of waiting till overnight? Rabbi Akiva's holding that you do wait till the regal. Is that a din of how you do, is a machlokas about how you do Achraza, in which case it's going to apply by the Zabbam also? Or do you say, no, it's not a din of Achraza. Achraza definitely can just be announcements. But it's a machlokas of whether Zakin Mamre needs the regal. Spat the din in Zakin Mamre for some reason, right? Yeah. Okay. So let's go further. So further means when we are talking about. Okay. So the Zomime Bas Kohen. So here's the thing. Edom Zomim always get the same misa that they plan to give to the guy. Right. They plan to. They said he's Mechal Shabbos, and they're going to get skila. If they said he's a murderer, they're going to get saif. He said he had an affair, they're going to get a chenek. Okay. A fair standard affair is chenek. Okay, chenek is strangling. Okay, fine. Now there's next. Yeah. Okay. Good. Chenek. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Good. Yeah. So good. So now there's one. So this is one exception. Mishnah. This is Mishnah Sanhedrin. There's one exception where they don't get the same misa, and that is by the Zelmei Baskel. Okay. So the Baal Bas Kohen is talking about, in general, if a Bas Kohen has an affair, a married Bas Kohen has an affair with a man, right?
They don't get the same Misa or Misa at all.
Well, hold on, I'm about to say. So the man gets Chenek because he had an affair with a married woman, but the woman is Aviyahi Mechalelas, but Eish Tisar. She's Nishal, her father. She defames her father, profanes her father's house, and she gets Srefa. Okay, Srefa is the burning stuff. Then your throat. Okay.
Right.
So it's more strict. There's a split. And normally, in general, and there's always, not always, but in general, the man and the woman always get the same onish. But this is one case in the Bia where the man just gets the regular affair, Misa, Tanak, and the woman gets the Srefa. Okay. Now, if the Zomimim testify that these two people Bascoin and the man had an affair. So what do they got? So you would naturally think that they should get the more chamor misa. Because for her, they should get Sreifa. For him, they should get Chanek. In general, whenever a guy's chayv two misas, he always gives them the more stringent one. Right? Of course. What? Kimle be established to him with bidirava mine, which is that which is rab, which is like greater.
Between the two.
Yeah. I don't mean that is from it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
From them.
Yeah. So if that's the case, so in theory, they have them zomim should be chayav sreifa. But that's the one exception. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol azom makdim losa misa. All zomim get the arbakdim to that same misa that they plan. Chutz mizomim baskoin ebola. Except for the zomim baskoin. She'ein makdimim losa misa. They don't knock the makdim to that misa. Elo, the misa charas. But it's a different misa. And that different misa is the misa of the man. The man is called, by the way, the Boel. The Boel is the man. Okay? The person who had the bia. Okay? Fine. So now Tosa says like this. Zomi baskoin she'ein makdim losa misa l'misa acharas. Okay. What misa do they get? Boala. The misa of the Boel. Right? Again, the misa which they were planning for the Boel, for the man named the Chenek. The Darshinan, why? How do we know that? He below Boala. Because the Pasuk says, Es aviha hi mechalalas. Their father, she was Mechala. So the limud is he below Boala. She and not the Boel. Okay, so that's how you know that the man doesn't get the same onesh. Because you could imagine that the two of them were jointly involved in defiling the guna. Right? I mean, what's the difference? She's the one who was Baskoin, but he slept with the Baskoin. So you could argue it's a worse crime to sleep with the Baskoin, then to sleep with the non-Baskoin, and you're Machal jointly doing it. But it's like, no, she's the one, and she's the one who gets the more chomer misa. So my point, though, is that it's not obvious that only she should get the onesh, because she's defiling her father's house, because you could argue, he, by choosing to have an affair with the Kohen, a Baskoin, as opposed to a different girl, besides for just having an affair, he's also defining the kahuna. He's in Mechala, the kahuna. So she's doing it because she's the thing, but he's also doing it. I mean, that's the nature of this bia, and it takes two. Right? But the limud is saying it's a bia, he mechalalas. That it's like, for whatever reason, it's more direct or something like that, but essentially, that's the limud, is that he mechalalas, that only she gets the sreifa and not the man. It's almost like it's her responsibility. She's from the family. It's her father. She has like a responsibility to protect the kuna for him. He's just having an affair with the girl. Well, it's not his issue that whether she's going or not. She's the one who's, I guess, has that additional responsibility. Her actions are reflecting on her father. And she, when she does this, she ends up getting a further onesh. And that's the limud that he is limiting the chumrah to her and not to them. Okay, but that's not talking about the Zomim yet. This is just in general. Okay. Then it says, the Zomim Baskoin. But the Zomim Baskoin, how do you know that? The Siv Le'achiv. Kasher Zomim Lasos Le'achiv. Like they plan to do to their brother. V'darshinan Le'achiv Le'achosam. And V'doresh, they plan to do to their brother. Not like they plan to do to their sister. That's the limud. It should have said, I don't know what it should have said. It should have said, because I'm a lasos. Why does that say la'achiv to their brother? So, I mean, of course, his brother, whatever they plan to do. So la'achiv is telling you that in the case, I guess, where they planned, they had a plan, which was to do one thing to their brother and one thing to do to their sister, the kasha zamam is grabs hold of what they plan to do to their brother, which is chanek, and not what they plan to do to their sister, which is straight.
Right. This isn't to exclude the possibility of an absolvent towards women.
No. It means in a split. No, in a split. Okay, right. Okay. No, definitely. If they say that a woman did a bizarre, then they're gonna. Right. That's fine. Right. Like, yeah. But it means that when there's a split, right, that's the limit. Okay. Then Tomar, so Tosa says, Lamali drasha l'achiv l'achoso. Why do you need that limud? L'achiv l'achoso. typically, Megi, why can't you? Why do you need that lima of lachiv lalachosa? Why can't you learn it from the other lima of he? Okay, why he? Remember, he means har. Or mea the nafkal under the shinan es avia he mechalach. That's because again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as well, he she is mechalach. He velo boala. He velo zomema. She and not the boala, and she and not the zomema. So basically, you end up having two limudim, which are teaching the same thing. He is excluding the boal doesn't get tzreifa, and the zomim don't get tzreifa. It's only R. And then you have another limud to tell me the achiv lo lachosa. Why do you need to tell me that? You already know he, she's the only one in the world who gets the tzreifa, not the boal, not the zomim. Then you have another limud to tell me kashram lachiv that you only do the kashram to him and not the R. Of course, we already learned that. It's super. It's extraneous. It's two limuds on the same thing. Take the limud. I mean, you have to analyze the limud, I guess, more carefully. But I mean, this is the fact. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says he below boala, he below zomim, and which means she is the only person who gets. That's why it says he. She only R. Now there's two things, but they're not two different ideas. It's the same thing, arguably. Right. Namely, that's only R. She's the only one who gets is the only one who gets the tzreifa. Right?
It's an exception. So
yeah, it's an exception, and then the exception is limited time. Yeah. Right. So the question is just an open factual question. You have two different limudim which teach you the same thing. But you never have two limudim teach you the same thing. Right? Okay. So Tosas answers. So Tosas answers like this. V'yesh lomar ho'il v'zoma meha ba'o l'chay v'sreifa. Since the zomim are coming to make her chayav sreifa, lo yavo lo akume miuta dihi ala v'bo'ala. This is kind of your saying, Chaim, that I would say that he only excludes the man, the bo'al, v'lo mematinon zomim, and you wouldn't exclude zomim. Okay. Ilav me'achiv, if not for the fact they have brothers. Avalkiv the lachiv the pas lachiv avalkiv and the sevachiv the shinanami mehi limutei zomim. So in other words, if I only had he, I'd say she gets it and not the boa. That's what excludes the boa. What about the adim zomim? Of course, kasha zomim. They're not har, but kasha zomim means they get exactly what she would get, right? So since they plan to give it to har, therefore. They're going to get it. It says he excludes the ball, right? But since
he
it says
get Misa at all.
What? No, he would get a different Misa. He gets Chanek. That's because he gets.
What would you learn? Not the ball.
He doesn't get Sreifa, but he gets Chanek. He gets the normal Misa for having an affair.
Oh, you learn that from he.
He. I'd say he says she only har, namely har, and not the ball.
How do we know that he gets Chanek and not?
That's what you always get for an affair. An affair is always good. Standard affair, standard affair punishment, which is Hanukkah, right? So he is telling you that she alone gets this super bonus, and he doesn't, right? The man doesn't, the bull doesn't, but Edom Zomim, that's Kasha Zom, right. And he doesn't exclude them, and like okay, I'm saying, you don't have two Limudim, they're two different things. But since it says, Le'achiv, so now it turns out, that he ends up including the Zomim as well.
Well, it's not even
that.
Why?
He does. Yeah, yeah. So that's a yes. Hold on. He says, so now it's too good. Once you say, La'achiv, I understand he alone isn't enough. Because he alone, you'd say, it only excludes the boa. But now you say, La'achiv teaches you that the La'achiv, they don't get it. But now he doesn't, so why does Gemara say that he excludes the boa and excludes the zomim? No, he only excludes the boa, and La'achiv excludes the zomim.
Right,
okay, that's exactly. So Tosa says, if I only had me'achiv, Havi Amina, right again, me'achiv is teaching me that the zomim don't get Sreifa, but they get Chana. That's assuming that the man is also being busted. Whereas the testimony is against the two of them. Then she, the Edom get that which they plan to do to their brother, not to their sister. Aval imlo hayanadin al piedusan. Let's say the man isn't going to get busted. Kigon shaya ben tashanam v'yamechad. He's 9 years old. So a woman, a girl who has an affair with a 9 year old, she is chayav misa. A girl, an adult girl who has an affair with, married an adult woman who has an affair with a 9 year old boy. So that status of bia once he's 9 years old.
9 years old in a day, or
9 years old in a day, I think. Yeah. And then, so what happens? The woman gets chayav misa, but the man, he's a katan. Katan isn't going to get killed, but mm-hmm. she's still having, still defined as bia. Mm-hmm. So, but the bia, but kids aren't killed for their sins. He's a kid, he doesn't have class. Nine.
Nine is the last. Oh, that's the
bar mitzvah. That's when they could have bia.
Bar mitzvah.
And when it's done. Let's get the flow here. Let's get the flow here. So, oh, shiloh kira boel. Or if let's say that the Aiden testified that this girl, we saw her having an affair with a man wearing a mask.
Right.
We don't know who the man was. Right? We know he was a Jewish man or whatever. But we don't know who it was.
Yeah,
we don't know who he was. We don't know who he was. So we're not going to prosecute the man. So there is no achiv. Mm-hmm. So then I would say, lo karina melachiv. So I would say that kashazam lasos lachiv means when there's two people, if there's a crime, if you're plotting against two people, the man and the woman, the man's chenek and the woman's reifa, then kashazam lasos lachiv lachiv. So then you give the zomim chenek, like their brother. But let's say it's a testimony which is only against the woman, mm-hmm. because they don't know who the man is or he's underage. So now they're only testifying against her. Sreifa, then you'd say you give them sreifa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, Achliv is telling you when there's two choices, then you give them the man one and not the woman one. But if there is no man one, then I'd say they get sreifa. So that's why he is telling me that no, that only she gets sreifa, not the Bawal, and not the Zelmimim, even in a case. Where she is the only person involved in the testimony. Still, the Zom were excluded. Right? One second. Zom, Ute Zom, right. He, Yashon, he, Velo Zom, Lim Ute Zom, Vechol Inyan. Right? To exclude the Zom no matter what. Which you could ask Akasha, because how do you know that then? If you're already using up he to exclude the Boel, right? He's just excluding, you need that to exclude the Boel. And now Lachav is telling you that when there are two of them, that you only do Lachav. How do you now use he again to exclude the case when there's only, you know, there's only a woman? And they'll say, oh, because it says he. Yeah, but he just said a minute ago that he might only be referring to exclude the Boa. But now that you have Lachav, now somehow it reflects back that he ends up excluding everything. Right. One second.
He doesn't exclude everything. The ball. Well, the ball, or in the case where there is no ball to speak of, because we don't know who he is.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that how do you know? How does he do two things? Right. Well, it sounds like it is because in other words, like if you only had he, you'd say that it's only telling you the Boel's out, but the Zelman would get it, right? Mm-hmm. Zelman would get strength. Now you tell me when there is two people, right? Lachiv is teaching you when there's two people, man and woman, then they get the punishment of the brother, mm-hmm. right? Not of her. But now let's say there aren't two people, there's only one. So now what do they get? So maybe they're going to get Zreifa. They say, well, he tells you now. Well, he alone wasn't enough to tell you. Only had he, you wouldn't know whether it's telling you, talking about Zalman. But now that you have Lachiv, now he can end up going back. Like, how does the fact that you have another Lima of Lachiv now allow you to change what he is teaching you? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on here. But we also have to understand what are these Limudim, right? What's the limud of he? What's the, I mean, there's a bunch of steps here, but this is basically the structure of Tosus. So, I mean, mm-hmm. what we're going to have to do for next time is to get to define all these different steps, right? It's funny. It's true. I mean, if there is no Boel, so what are they going to get? So it's saying he, that she gets Reifa, but they're going to get Chanak. But there is no, they didn't plan to give anybody Chanak.
Right.
It's kind of funny. If they're both of them, I hear. He's saying is that you do kind of some of the man. But like now there is no Baal. So now why are they getting Chanak? They're getting Chanak.
Right.
The Misa that the Baal would have gotten if there were a Baal, but there isn't.
Well, it's been
yeah, where he's a Katana and whatever. He doesn't, you know.
You're saying they won't get straight.
No, they're not getting straight, right? Not getting straight, but they're just going to get the regular thing for having an affair. But they're not having an affair. They're just owning him. And they didn't plan against any guy. They're planning against a Katana. They're not planning to give him anything. They're only planning against her. So that has to be understood altogether. Right?